Grace to all of you, and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this morning, evening. Amen. I've always found it kind of wonderful that the gospel reading for Ash Wednesday talks about hypocrites who pray in front of the church, and in one version it says in their long flowing robes. The irony is not lost on me. And on the night when we offer the imposition of ashes on your forehead to show repentance, we read a lesson about that talks about not disfiguring your face to show others that you're fasting, which was a sign of repentance. Again, the irony is not lost on me. But if I took off this robe, would it really make it the difference? If we didn't impose the ashes on your face, is that what God wants? No, that's not the point. The purpose of these statements are to remind us that outward signs of faith don't matter if your heart isn't in it. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So then how can we express our faith? Well, you can wear robes, you can pray out loud in front of people, and you can get the cross of ashes. But one time Jesus also told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus died on the cross, and in so doing obtained salvation for you and for all sinners who put their trust in him. But coming after him in faith is more than just an invisible feeling that nobody else can notice. Jesus gives three steps that we can take to live out our faith throughout our life. But these are not steps up a ladder to get closer to God. God is already with you in Jesus right now. And these are not steps towards self-improvement either. Nothing we can do will make us look better to God. Jesus still had to die to save us all in the end. These steps are simply a way to get used to living a life of faith, as a person of faith, to walk as Jesus walks. To begin, Jesus says that it's important that we deny ourselves. Now, there are many Lenten disciplines that can give you a chance to do this very thing. Many people are going to fast during Lent, which means refraining from eating on certain days, or to simply fast to refrain from eating certain foods, like meat on certain days, or from drinking pop, or eating ice cream, or chocolate for 40 days. The specifics, honestly, don't really matter. It's the concept of saying no to yourself that's what's powerful. Because when we deny ourselves little things that make us, they give us pleasure, like cookies or even smoking, what we realize is that this food or this habit is often masking a much deeper spiritual issue, and that's really what God cares about. So when you deny yourselves these pleasures, what you tend to find out is that you don't eat cake just because cake tastes good. Cake is about the wonderful memories that you have of eating it with your family on special occasions. Cake helps you feel like your life is joyful, even when most of the time it's not. When people give up things for Lent, like ice cream, for example, it can be very emotional. Why would that be? Well, I heard a lady recently talk on a podcast, and as I was listening to it, she said ice cream had become her best friend. The thing she went to when she was depressed, or when she wanted to celebrate, or when she was nervous, she'd go to ice cream. Or what about smoking? You know, people don't smoke because they love the feeling of smoke in their lungs. Nope, they use cigarettes to calm down, to relax, to deal with their anxieties. But God wants to be the joy in our life. He wants to be our best friend. He wants to be our comforter. As with most things, Jesus doesn't tell us to deny ourselves because he wants us to feel less pleasure in our lives. but because he wants us to find true happiness in him on a daily basis. Instead of letting things like whatever, donuts, candy, alcohol, he doesn't want that to get in the way of our relationship to him. And Lent, therefore, is just an opportunity for us to strengthen our faith in him, denying ourselves, even if just for a little time or any time during the year, can strengthen your faith in Jesus. What was that second step that Jesus talked about? If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. Recently, actually just this week, I was reading a devotion in a devotional called Experiencing God, and it talked about this very subject. It says, you may have health problems, or a rebellious child, or financial pressures, but do not mistake these as your cross to bear. Neither circumstances you face nor consequences of your own actions are your cross. Taking up your cross is a choice. It is not beyond your control. We tend to want to go immediately from denying ourselves to following Jesus. But you can never follow Jesus unless you have first taken up your cross. Just as Christ had to suffer in order to bring salvation, there will be hardships you may have to choose to endure in order for God to bring God and his salvation to those around you. So what are some examples of this? Well, people who enter the mission field often have to leave their hometowns and sometimes live in relative poverty in the place where God calls them to, but they choose to bear that cross for the sake of the people they want to reach. After some people become Christians, or sometimes when people start to take their walk as a Christian more seriously, they quickly recognize that in order to live a life worthy of the gospel, they might end up losing some friends who are uncomfortable with their new life and their new behaviors. There are many stories of people from other countries, like people who are Muslim, who have chosen to follow Jesus and despite the fact that they know their family will disown them for that choice. This is a cross that they must bear. If someone asked you to either deny your faith or else experience extreme hardship, would you be willing to bear that cross? Because when we experience that kind of suffering, we relate to the depth of Jesus' love for us. And again, God strengthens our faith in Jesus. So finally, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus said to follow me, not the other way around. So we follow him wherever he wants us to go. Instead, a lot of times what we do is we say, God, here are my plans for the day. Come along if you'd like. Come along for the ride. That's not what Jesus is talking about here. He invites you to join him in his activity. Have you ever asked God where he wants you to go? Where is God directly and already active in your life? In your church, in your community, maybe in your home, at your school, or in your workplace. Pray that God might open up your eyes to see where he is already working, and then join him there. Follow him and see where he leads. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus came to save you from your sin so that you might find happiness in him forever. Scripture says, whoever claims to live in Jesus must walk as Jesus walked. And that's what these steps are for, to help us learn to live out our life with a strong faith in him. Amen.